Okay, well, Marion's going to share with you the Peace Festival, the time, and what's going on this Sunday on the 18th. So I'll hand it over to you, hon.
Well, time. I believe that if I have it correct, between India time and our time, that the Peace Festival will be happening in Montana at 6:30 a.m. online.
And is there a replay?
And I believe the replay will be available for 24 hours. I do believe I heard that. So, what the Peace Festival is about is having peace within ourselves. And when we have peace within ourselves, then there'll be more peace in our world, in our families, and it will impact us at work, at play. And everywhere we go. So we can all agree, I believe we can all agree that peace is needed more than ever. And that's why Sri Preetiji and Sri Krishnaji have this mission. And this is the fifth annual peace festival that they are holding in India and throughout the world. And their main focus is to create teachers of enlightenment or students of enlightenment. So enlightenment isn't a state of mind or a place to arrive at. It's a continual journey that we keep evolving and become more enlightened. So Ekam is where the Peace Festival originated and will take place, and is the World Center for Enlightenment in southern India. And it's a beautiful temple that I was able to be at and meditate at this summer when I did tapas. And it's a very sacred place where 8,000 people can meditate at a time. When I was there, there were 600 of us. And people come here to have miracles and experience God realization and self realization. And I'll attest to that. So, Ekam was created by Sri Preetiji and Sri Krishnaji for world peace. And millions of people all over the world, over 100 nations, come here to learn and experience, to become enlightened, to transform their relationships, to break through their reoccurring negative patterns, and to become transformed leaders. So, this is what this celebration is all about. And this festival will have been going on for 15 days, and it's been revolving around peace for young people, peace for ending wars, or peace between nations, and peace for Mother Earth. Today, we are going to do peace for the young people.
Yep, for the youth. And if you go to Ekam, Ekam, Peace Festival 2022.com, then the times, everything should be on there. They have a regular little advertisement for it.
So we're ready
So
to.
we're ready to become peacemakers.
Yeah, we are
All
peacemakers.
right, so let's cue this up. And this is peace for young people.
We are celebrating the fifth annual Ekam World Peace Festival. This day's peace meditation is to nurture peace in the minds and the hearts of young people of the world. Why is it so important that the youth of the world must experience a state of peace within themselves? Do you know how many young people are there in the world today? All those aged 25 years and younger constitute 42% of the world's population. And if you take the count of the millennial generation, who have crossed 30 years of age along with Generation Z and Generation Alpha, then together they constitute 54% of world population. Bringing peace to the young people of the world is to bring peace to more than half of humanity. Those of you who are listening to me, please know that your peace would bring about world peace. This is not an understatement. This is the absolute truth. That is why Shri Preetaji and I are on a mission of transforming the young people of the world, creating them into oneness change makers. A oneness change maker is someone who can transform themselves and impact the trajectory of the world around them. Records show that human beings ever born on this planet are about 108 billion, and most of them have never known how to free themselves of inner violence. Most people have become pleasure-seeking machines in their body and minds, have become self-engrossed in their way of thinking and actions, only thinking of themselves. There is no other in the picture. Let me ask you, do you truly care for others in your life? Think about it. For a few moments, pause and inquire into yourselves. Not as though you are listening to a lecture, but as people who are deeply concerned about the earth, about society, and about your own future. When you listen to all the pessimistic statistics and figures on the big animals going extinct, big fish in the ocean going extinct, drinking water becoming really scarce in the next 25 to 40 years, and wars breaking out for water, do you even pause and reflect? Do you realize you will be in your 40s and 50s when these calamities begin to cave in on earth? How does it feel when you see a friend, colleague, or a sibling given to depression, addiction, or suicidal tendencies? It hurts. It hurts very deeply, I know. Do not become superficial and escape seeing the truth. Only then you will realize the gravity of this global scenarios and the chaos in the lives of the people around you. An inner revolution must happen within you if this world has to become a peaceful place, if all living beings must exist peacefully on earth, if your loved ones must rise out of the chaos that is engulfing them. And what is this inner revolution? This necessary inner revolution is the movement in your thinking away from separation and self-centricity to inclusivity. Think about it. Why are you going through the process of education? So many years spent between walls of institutions, bent toward books and peering into computer screens. Why? Is it only for your survival? For good placements in some organizations? Or for you to have some pleasure and power in the future? Why do you go to work? Is it to pay bills, make money, and travel someplace that is exciting? The entire pursuit might look harmless to you, For that is what you see millions around you do day in and day out. And that is what is expected of you by your parents, teachers, and society. Please note, this self-centric drive of millions echoes misery and violence we see around us. A self-centric and self-serving consciousness is at the root of all greed, all aggression, and all exploitation. It is at the root of all evil on earth. And let me tell you, you can be an instrument of peace and well-being on earth only when you awaken to an inclusive consciousness. You must awaken to a consciousness that cares for the well-being of your neighbor, of your college mate, of your parent and sibling, of the trees, the birds, and the animals around you. You must awaken to a deep concern for the sky, the water, and the land on which you walk. Your career choices must reflect this concern and care. They must arise from a passion to create a difference to the earth and your fellow humans. Every decision and action of yours must be supportive of the well-being of the earth. The food you eat, the clothes you wear, the energy you consume must reflect this care and concern. When millions of young people will make the shift to an inclusive consciousness, there will be a widespread peace on earth for all life forms. Your future can be different. You can make the difference starting today. Let us together move into a state of peace and inclusivity in our consciousness today and radiate to all the young people on earth. Let us collectively meditate and move towards peace. Please close your eyes. Take 3 conscious and deep breaths into your heart. Feel as if your breath is moving in and out of your heart. Feel as if your heart is expanding with each breath. In your heart and in the heart of all humanity is a sacred power. If only we learn to access this power, we can manifest a magnificent life for ourselves and the world. This power is the power of universal intelligence. It is the one unbroken field of consciousness that is everywhere. Some people choose to call this power as God or the divine. Let us now make our initial connection with this power. Bring your attention to your heart. Feel the immense power and the presence of the universal intelligence or divine in your heart. Ask the universal intelligence to awaken you to a state of inclusiveness that cares for the well-being of your neighbor, of your college mate, of your parent and your sibling. A passion to create a difference to your fellow humans. Ask that you awaken to a deep sense of care for the waters and the land, to the trees and the birds and the animals around you. Ask that you be filled with a passion to create a difference to the Mother Earth. This inclusiveness is peace, where the peace and the well-being of the other becomes as important as your own. Feel your body, your heart, and your entire being become filled with golden light of peace, a state of stillness like an endless stream of radiance. In this beautiful space, wish for your family members to become peaceful in their hearts. Now, wish for your friends to become peaceful in their hearts. Wish for all the young people on this planet to become peaceful in their hearts. See as if the fire of anger and sorrow in their minds has been put off, and a beautiful state of peace is filling the heart of every young person. Gently open your eyes now. Look at the peace flame. Holding your gaze upon the peace flame, make a sacred promise. Repeat this to yourself. I will emerge into a change maker and contribute to creating a beautiful and a peaceful world. Feel your heart awaken to peace. Feel the hearts of your loved ones awaken to peace. Feel peace flow to every living being on earth. Namaste.
Well, that's a very powerful
meditation. Hopefully,
meditation.
Hopefully, you have some nice visuals.
And, yeah. I regret not mentioning it. You could light a flame to look at, but we always have our inner eye to bring forth a flame. And so I think the thing that stood out for me the most was how many youth are actually in, make up our population. And in just knowing what challenges they've gone through with COVID having moved in on their lives and their lives being drastically changed. And
I think it's imperative that we try to engage with as many youths as possible and really,
listen.
Really let them feel the importance of them to be able to change the world and really engage and be empowered
by, you know, by their inner guidance, as well as reaching out for the assistance that's available, either from us, from parents, from relatives.
Yeah, and I would encourage personally youth to get involved in their politics of their country or state or nation, because they're the ones that you know, need to correct the course of action that this earth has been, you know, that we've been going towards with the wars and the, you know, we've forgotten to regenerate this planet.
Although first and foremost, to find peace within.
Yeah.
Because peace within will guide the way, will help. When you're peaceful within, then it's easier to make right choices in one's life and take right action. And that's what we need to see on this planet.
Yeah, we really do. You know, take care of that inner conflict.
And so I'm a strong advocate of meditating because it's made such a difference in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I should say our life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing like stillness in the mind. And the only way to get there is by meditating. And even though the thoughts go by, we don't have to latch on to them. We can still just watch them. There's nothing wrong with the thoughts that come up, and they aren't necessarily true. In fact, none of them are. They're just thoughts. And some of them are from the collective, most of them are from the collective consciousness. They're not even ours. We don't even.
That's so true.
We just.
That's it. They all settle in that subconscious mind and then resurface.
Well, they only settle in the subconscious mind, I think, if we grab onto them. Otherwise, they're like clouds passing by. And that's how we need to look at them. So, are you able to do that?
Well, yeah. But, I mean, what I was saying is that, you know, that's what advertising and everything else is all about. Is getting it into the subconscious mind of people. So when you keep seeing that ad, it comes up all the time. Bingo, you're hooked. And so there's a lot of stuff that settles in that subconscious mind that causes it in a conflict. So once you're aware and very conscious of that, then you can be aware of what those thoughts that have come forth, and then you can, you know, like, as you say, let them go by, take a look at them, observe them, witness them, and change that thought into something beautiful,
mm-hmm.
a beautiful state rather than a suffering state.
Or let them go by and not get hooked by the advertising.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a another meditation, a soul sync for peace. And I think you wanted to read from the...
Well, I did, but before I do that, I would like to talk a little bit about September 18th.
Okay.
About the thousands of peacemakers around the world, like us, who are doing this and are going to come together on September 18th. That's this coming Sunday. And like I said, I believe it's at 6:30 a.m.
Mountain time.
And you're in Montana, so that's mountain time. And it's considered the day of world peace. And our enlightened master, Sri Preetaji and Sri Krishnaji, will be meditating also. And there are also many monks in India who will be meditating. And there will be a sacred transmission that we will receive from Ekam. It will be peace energy, and they will offer peace energy for humanity, for world consciousness to move towards peace.
In years past, they've always had a guest speaker that they interview.
And so we're hoping to have that this year. And so I'm going to request that anyone listening tonight, to join us and note that it's good karma to do this.
Last year they had over a million people. They were able to track how many people were.
It was actually the year before.
Year before.
Mm-hmm.
What did they have last year?
They were
expecting like 1.3 million this year.
Yeah.
And so
I don't know if they
it's
are
worldwide. So it's just like a lot of these past peace day and everything that's happened worldwide in the past. So it's huge. Go to AKAM, EKAM. World Peace Festival 2022.com.
And you'll find all the information you're looking for. So one of the great gifts that we've received is the gift of practicing soul sync, which is the meditation that we're going to walk into now, or we're going to move into. And many, many people do, millions around the world do soul sync to manifest their intentions. And so tonight, we'll hold a collective intention that there will be peace in your life, in the life of your family and your community. And for a moment, sit down and think, where do you need peace in your life today? Is it in your family? Or maybe it's in your workplace? Or maybe it's within yourself? So hold that intention during the soul sync, and you can manifest that peace. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the six different steps that we will move through while we're meditating. And the first one is when we take 8 deep inhalations and slow exhalations. And as you move from one breath to the next, you'll keep count on your fingers. And by the time you finish the first stage, your parasympathetic nervous system will be fully active. This kind of breathing, slow and deep activates your long winding vagus nerve, which exits the brain and interfaces with your heart, your lungs, and your digestive tract. This causes the entire autonomic nervous system to basically chill out. Your pulse will slow down and your blood pressure will be more balanced. And it was Dr. Andrew Newberg and Mark Robert Waldman that stated that this conscious repetition of movement with your hands, your fingers touching one another as you count your breaths, you'll move the thumb to the first finger, your index finger, then the middle finger, ring finger, small finger, and that constant movement from one to the other hand will enhance your motor and coordination centers of your brain and increase efficiency throughout the brain. It facilitates memory formation and memory retrieval. And then the second step, when we inhale and exhale, making the humming sound of a bee at a bass pitch, you'll use your fingers once again to count the breaths and the humming, and this improves your sleep quality and calms your blood pressure. It also activates your third eye chakra, Agni chakra. Step three, when you're observing the pause between the inhale and the exhale for 8 cycles of breath, this is a bit tricky. You don't want to force it. When you perceive this pause, you will experience a slowing down of your thoughts. And so your breath should be natural and smooth. Step four, you take yourself beyond calm to expansion. And we're going to be chanting Aham on the exhale, which means I am, or I am limitless consciousness in the ancient language of Sanskrit. Step five is imagining or feeling your body transform into light. You'll imagine everything around you turning into light and into one unitary field of energy. In this field of consciousness, everything is connected. There are no separate objects, no separate people, no separate events, only oneness. And desire and reality are one in this stage. And step six, after you've immersed into the endless expanse of light, begin to feel or imagine your heartfelt desire as if it were happening in the now, that intention that you set. You imagine it. And you can maybe think or imagine yourself dreaming of that relationship being healed, or your loved one being healed, or whatever it is your intention is. And stay in that space for a few moments. And now we'll begin our soul sync meditation.
Namaste. It gives me great joy to lead you through Soul Sync for Peace. From today, you are beginning your contribution to world peace by doing Soul Sync and by nurturing peace consciousness within yourself. This will be your strength. This will be your contribution to end inner violence and to contribute to world peace. It will be your magic potion to heal your heart of all its wounds, and a wellspring of blessing and grace to manifest synchronicities that will pave way for a peaceful and a beautiful life. Soul Sync has freed scores of individuals of their inner judgments and inner prejudice against each other. It has opened their hearts to great connection and compassion. Are you all ready to do the Soul Sync with me? Please be seated with your eyes closed, your spine erect, and your body still. We will move into the first stage of the Soul Sync. Take 8 conscious breaths. Use your thumb and your fingers to keep count. Move to the second stage. Inhale slowly. Exhale, make a humming sound. Do it for 8 more counts. Take 8 conscious breaths. Bring awareness to the natural pause that occurs between every inhalation and exhalation. for the next 8 cycles of breath. Chant Aham on your exhalation. Do this for 8 conscious breaths. Allow the tips of your index finger and the thumbs touch each other. Rest your hands upon your thighs. See and feel everything around you. All forms, see it dissolve into light. Feel yourself expand into limitless consciousness. In this beautiful state, hold a heartfelt intention for peace. Peace within you and peace in the world around you. Shanti, Shantihi. May you become peaceful within. May your loved ones become peaceful. May the world around you become peaceful. Whenever you feel ready, you may slowly open your eyes.
I would like to talk a little bit about how this, the power of such a transformed consciousness can impact our intentions and manifest them. And just seeing it happening, taking that time to outpicture it. And how many things I've done in that manner, and actually felt the saw it come and manifest into my life. So I'm grateful for this soul thing.
Okay, well, that's pretty much the end of the show tonight.
Okay.
We kind of have to cut it off in terms of having conversation right now. We have a few commercials to put on. We all have a blessed day. Hopefully on Sunday you can make it. Ekam, EKAM, World Peace Festival 2022.com. Check it out. You should get all the time slots and everything, but it's 6:30 a.m. Mountain Time, and there is replays available for 24 hours typically. All right, good night. God bless. May the long time sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on.
To peace.